utility room, wasn't it?
Now, what kinds of pans did your mother have in her kitchen?
Pans?
Mm-hmm. That she cooked in.
Well, various kinds. Muffin arms, what they call them, for cooking cornbread, or mm-hmm. corn stick arms.
What you cook the beans in?
Well, I'm just a pot, like, you know. A kettle, a small kettle, I'd be.
Was it deep?
Well, I'd say 8 to 10 inches deep.
Uh-huh. Was it round?
Yeah. And smaller at the bottom.
Did it go like this, or was it pretty upright and then flat at the bottom?
Well, it went down and then flared in at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. But roughly.
Lower end in the center of the bottom, it was out.
Now, how about this flat, only about 3 inches high, that kind of pan that she cooked the meat in, made of iron or sheet metal? Did she have one of those?
I think so, yeah.
You know what she called it?
Well, I think it'd be called a... Well, usually cook meat in, they call that a skillet.
Now, was that made of iron?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Heavy iron?
Yeah.
Did it have legs?
Well, no.
Mm-hmm. You ever remember seeing a pan that had legs?
Yeah, that you used to cook fire on a fireplace. Mm-hmm. But yes, I've seen those.
What'd you call those?
Well, that was a... I can't call the name of it now.
Dutch oven? Uh-huh. Was that... Let's see, the fireplace had a piece of metal that would swing out. Was that it? And you put it on the end? And
no,
put it back in the...
Well, it would be cold out, but as long as you had these legs, it closed it up.
Then you had a lid on top of that, you see? The sort of cup, you put cold on top of that, so it had heat all around.
I see. I've never seen one of those.
You know?
No.
That's good cooking in that.
Yeah. I bet you miss it nowadays.
Yeah.
Okay, now what kind of utensils did you use when you were a child, you remember? You had knives? What else besides knives?
I didn't catch.
What kind of utensils? You had knives and forks?
Oh, yeah.
What
yeah.
else?
We just had ordinary knives and forks.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to the ones I have this
mm-hmm.
pan type.
What did you drink, use when you ate soup?
Spoon.
Mm-hmm. You got different kinds of spoons?
Yeah. Small, larger.
What did you call the real small spoons? The real small spoons.
Teaspoon.
And then the next size was?
Tablespoon.
And any larger than that?
Mixing spoon.
Ah. How long were the mixing spoons?
I'd think 10 or 12 inches long.
Mm-hmm. And how about the spoon part itself? 3 inches?
Oh, that, you mean the bowl part of
yeah,
it?
Yeah, bowl part, huh?
Oh, that'd be from 2 to 3 inches.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, where did your mother put the food that wasn't eaten? She wanted to throw it out. Did you have some place in the kitchen she put the food that she didn't want to save?
That she didn't want to save?
Uh-huh.
No, she threw that out.
Uh-huh. Did she put it in a bucket first?
Yeah, and then take it out to chickens or pigs or
mm-hmm.
whatever.
What was that bucket called?
What to call it, took it out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just ordinary bucket or...
Slop bucket? Was it?
Slop bucket, yeah.
Yeah. Now...